Let's
October 23rd.
Focus for a few minutes on Taisus Karai, on Kimlo Rabmine, and then we'll get back to the Gemara. We had in this Taisus the Ikinakuda of the Machlaikis, the Rivar the Ri, that sort of the Yaitzim Midvarav of Taisus was this Machlaikis. If we say Kimlo Rabmine, in the case of a Reitzeach, somebody who kills somebody, who's Chayiv Kaifer, Demesis is not Chayiv Kaifer, but in this sort of Havamina, that if you kill somebody, it could be Chayiv Nisa and Kaifer, so the Kasha is, the Rivoi asked that you should say Kim Lev the Rabbinine. And the Ri said that the Kasha is not true. You don't say Kim Lev the Rabbinine in such a case of Nisa and Kaifer, you don't say Kim Lev the Rabbinine. So the Ri doesn't say why not. The Ri just says that if you have a case of Misa and Kaifer, you don't say Kam Lev Derabni. Well, why don't you say Kam Lev Derabni? So that the Maram said his rule. The Maram said that you don't say Kam Lev Derabni in a situation where the Torah itself was Machayev you both. If the Torah said that you're chayiv to pay more than one thing. The Torah said that, let's say, Lamasha, you steal a seh, you pay dollars a hay. Why don't you say, come live the rabbi, hey? Why should I pay the keren and dollars a hay? That's ridiculous. That's good for the Torah said. The Torah said that you pay four things. You pay four times as much. That's all one big punishment. Or Malchus, you get 39 lashes. Not 39 punishments, it's one punishment of 39 malchus. So the Torah said that if you kill somebody, yechayev misa, and you have to pay kaifer, it's not two punishments, that's one punishment of misa and kaifer. That's one thing that you pay for both, misa and kaifer. We don't say kam lev deramine when the Torah said two punishments. When do we say kam lev deramine? When you have a situation that two different punishments come together in one case. Like if you burn someone's house down on Shabbos, so there's a punishment for Chilul Shabbos, one parasha. The punishment for destroying someone's house, a different parasha. They happen to come together. That's the parasha that we say, come Lev Derabine. So that was the Maram's rule. So yesterday, I had mentioned the Nachlas David says that that's Shver from three cases in Shas. That the Maram's rule is shver from three different cases in Shas, where we find that we do say Kam Lev Derabimine, even though it's just one situation, it's not two situations that come together. And we find that you do say Kam Lev Derabimine. The three cases that the Nachlas David asks on the Maram, the three cases where we do say Kam Lev, and according to the Maram, we shouldn't, are chayvul b'chaveira. If you hit somebody, so then yo'ivra am lo yosef l'hakosei, which is a lav that should be malchus. And there's a parasha of pain. You have to pay nezek tzari b'shevas and moshes. The Gemara says that if you hit somebody, we say kam lo deramine. We say we don't give you two anshim. We only make you pay, and we don't give you malchus, because mishum risha achas ata mechayvay, v'yata mechayvay mishum shtei rishos. So if you hit somebody, you only pay, you don't get malchus. One second. What you ask is good. One second. So the Nachlas David asks that why don't you give both anshim? It's one. It's not two cases that happen to come together. It's a typical case where a person is massive, somebody else is chayvul b'chaveira, right? And the Torah said malchus, and the Torah said mammon. So, says kasha is, why do you say kam lev deramine? Like the Maram's rule, you shouldn't say kam lev, you should say that that's the kavanas haTorah to give to anshim. That's his kasha from chayvul b'chaveira, right? Same exact kasha from Maitzi Shemra. When a man is Maitzi Shemra and his wife, that she was not a besula, he's over on two averis. He's speaking Rechilus, which is a lot. And the Torah is Mechayiv and Mamin. Moshe Shemer has to pay. How much does Moshe Shemer have to pay? It's 300. The Knas is 100 Zuz. And Baisha Subgami also has to pay. He has to pay. So therefore you don't get Malkus. So Nechlas David says same exact Asher. That it's a case of one Aveira with two punishments, one package of punishments, Malkus and Mammon. So like the Maram's rule, you should be chayiv both. And the third is a similar case of Edom Zaymimin. Edom Zaymimin, you all know, they get kashazam and masis la'achiv. That's their punishment. What about Malkus? Which lav are Edom Zaymimin over on? The son of Reicha it Shaker. They're saying four Seydis. So why don't you get Malkus? So the Gemara says, come over the Rabbi Minei, the Mishnah says. You only pay kasha zaman, you don't get Malkus. But fight exactly the same kasha. Why don't we say it's a package deal? Eidim Zaymimin get two Einshin. They get Malkus and they get Mammon. It's all one big package deal. Excuse me? The way I'm talking, Kedei Rishasai is the same thing as Kamai Viram Nineh. The truth is, I was just remembering that when we learned Makis, there was a time in the Gracha Lashas. This Mechalek explains that Misa and Mammon and Malkus and Mammon are two different parashiyos. If we look into the Reb Chaim, I went to the back, to the bookcase, to take the Reb Chaim out, and then somehow I got sidetracked. But it could be that if we look at the Reb Chaim, it'll answer all these kashas. And because Agamar is Nisa and those three kashas are Malkus, so it's possible that I'll end the kasha. What? Rishon Rishach Sata Mechayv. That's proof for Reb Chaim's deal. Okay, but anyway, getting back to Nachas David, Nachas David compares them, and Nachas David asks this kasha. So Reb Reuven has a teretz. Shimshi tried a teretz yesterday, which. Maybe it's a good teretz. First, let me tell you Reb Reuven's teretz, which also a number of people were mechaven to. Reb Reuven explains the Maram as follows. He says the Maram says that when the Torah gave you a package of einshin, you get the package of einshin. There's no kamloim d'rabim. He says that's true when the Torah gave two einshin for one thing. However, in these three cases, the two einshin really are separate. They are coming together. For example, by chayvul b'chaveira. If you're chayvul b'chaveira, the halacha is this, it's a lav, it's malchus, and there's mammon as well. So we say, so we say that if you only pay, you don't get Malkus. There is a case you get Malkus. If you're mazik somebody less than a shava pruta, if you're chayvul b'chaveira, you hit him, you cause damage less than a shava pruta, you're someone a black and blue mark. It's not worth. If you punch someone in the arm and he has a black and blue mark, he's worth a penny less as an eved. You caused the nezek is certainly there's no nezek of a shavah pruta. Okay, there's no ribui, there's no sheves. So if it's a case where the tsar is less than a shavah pruta, and there's no baishes, whatever the case could be, in such a case, you're chayiv malkus, chayvul bechaveri. I always tell people if you're going to hit somebody, make sure you do a good job. Because if you mazik him a pruta, you pay a pruta. And if you mazik him less than a pruta, then you get malchus. Most people would rather pay the pruta than get 39 malchus. Comes out like a backwards world. If you hit somebody and it's not so bad, you get malchus. If it's someone and you mazik him, you just pay the hezek and you're off the hook for the malchus. So that's the halacha. There's no rishach at the machayva. So you see that in chayvul b'chaveira, even though typically it's a package of two, but you could have situations where you have one and you don't have the other. You could have a situation where you're chayiv malchus and there is no mamon. You could have a situation where there's mamon and there's no malchus. Now, in the case where it comes together, where you have both, you do say kavlei b'derabba minei, because we look at it as two separate things. You're getting malchus for being chayvel in him, and you should have to pay because you caused him a loss. So kavlei b'derabba minei says we're not mechayev too, but it's not necessarily a package like it is by ritzicha. It's like putting out for Shabbos.
I have the money for the loss of the house, but the key to the deal on Shabbos is for laying the fire. Not to lay in this house.
That's a side issue. If you say, come to the rabbine, where one follows the other, that's a separate issue. That's not, I'm talking now, let's say on Shabbos, you place a coal on someone's $100 bill. It's all at the same time that you're doing the damage. I'm talking, well, you do say Kamlai. You just started to ask, I don't know what you meant. Is that the two different minutes apart?
No.
I'm sorry.
By lighting the house, the people, right. The
so Rav Reuven is saying this is exactly like lighting the house. So that answers Nachas Tov's kasha. Nachas Tov asked, why do you say Kamlai the Rabbi Minei? By Chayvul B'Chaveiroi, the terrace is like burning someone's house. It's a situation where two things came together. Or Maitzi Shemra. Leiselech Rachel Ba'amecha is not dafka Ba'amecha Shemra. Leiselech Rachel Ba'amecha is a lav against Rechivos. You know, I say Rechivos. It's tied, intrinsically tied to a case of Maitzi Shemra? No. You throw it through a whole Sefer Chafetz Chaim and barely bump into Maitzi Shemra. You have a whole Dehilchus Rechivos. They are separate things that come together. Or by Edom Zaynimin, Leisana Bereyecha Eit Shokeh. It's dafke edim zaymimin. Leisana bereyecha et shaki you can have, not with edim zaymimin. People could say false edim, this has nothing to do with edim zaymimin. You know such a case. Edim zaymimin is a rare case. So all of these three cases up for Reuven, they're cases that could be separated. So anytime they could be separated, we say, come later, rabbi minim. Killing and kaifer can't be separated. It's one thing. Killing somebody, and kaifer, the Maram is saying something that can't be separated, that's always one, there, we don't say kamalev de rabbinei, it's one package. The she'en ken with a lav is really a totally separate thing. It just typically comes together by Edom Zayim, Tishama, and Chayvel. That's a different story. That's Reb Reuven's teretz, and it's a teretz on the staver. In the Mitzvah Shleimer, Shleimer Zalman says the same teretz in Sfaras Atzmai, and it's a good chilek, and it makes the Maram's case very limited. Reb Shimon, the Chiddush of Shimon, doesn't like the Reb Reuven. He says it doesn't really answer by Tishemra, because Laseilach Rachel never gets Malkus, so it's not a good teretz. That you can separate it. You can't separate. Like Selech Rachel is never allowed that gets Malkus. The only place there's a Havim Yeshia Malkus is by Edom Zayim. So Shimon doesn't like the Teretz, but to us it sounds like the Mustavi the Keteretz, the Reb Reuven. Now, if you don't mind coming back to what Shimshi was saying yesterday, Chayri said a good Teretz, that the Maram is only talking where it's mukhruch to say the two go together. Like when you kill somebody, the Torah says Moisi Amos, and the Torah says Kai. If the Torah would say Kaifer, it's mukhruch. By a lav, it's not mukhruch. It says Lo Yosef, there are a lot of lavim that don't get Malkus. It doesn't say Tilka Isai. It says Loi. Maybe the Loi is not Malkus. There are a lot of times it says Loi on things in the Torah. And it's not Malkus. Not every lav gets Malkus. I was thinking that it's not really so, because this lav, this lo Yosef, since there is one case where it does get malchus, which is when you loikus someone less, when you hit somebody less than a pruta, if you damage someone less than a pruta, you do get malchus for lo Yosef. So the taste, we already have a Kabbalah that the taich of Lo Yosef is Malkus. Since there are cases where you do give Malkus for Lo Yosef. So we already know that the taich Lo Yosef here is Malkus. So that it could be that that's why this teretz to say that this lav is not a lav necessarily a Malkus is not a good teretz, because here we know Lo Yosef means Malkus. So, what? In Lo Yosef, it's not Lodafka, because since we use Malkus for this, by less than a pruta, we know it means Malkus. So now, when someone does say it is more than a pruta, the Lo Yosef also has to mean Malkus. So, no? Because the Kohen Rabbi knew. Why don't you say the Pasuk knew it by Ritzicha, by Mais Yamos and Kaifer? Why don't you say we knew it?
You can't have your Kaifer. The Pasuk can't tell you what you're Kaifer in a case of there's always Kohen Rabbi knew, there's always Kaifer.
What you're saying is Rabbi Ruben's Teretz. That if you never have it, then it's Mufruf, and if you could have it, it's not Mufruf. I'm talking about the other possible Teretz, that the Maram only means it where it's spelled up a Feirish, and that where it's not spelled up a Feirish. So that I'm saying that Lo Yosef is in this case is spelling it out Apaferish, since those words do mean Malkus. That's all I'm saying. So look, you're saying it's a chiluk that that's a ruling. Okay, a couple of these are the rules of the Maram's rule of Kam Leib de Rab Minei, and the side Indian. Let's get back to the Gemara. We'll be holding in the Gemara. We're still holding by the Kaifer. Let's see, where's that? Hachi Kamer. Leiraya Shoshim Shalma Kaifer Kroy Adam Shem. Shalom Kaifer Leiraya Adam Shechay Barbara Devarim Kroy Shor Shem Barbara Devarim. Okay, so that's what we're holding. Hatzara Shav Shebehen. Who's talking now? Rav. Rav is talking. Rav is the one who held that Shor means. The Mava means Odom and Shar means Kalmili the Shar. So Tzara Shava Shabahem, Shadarkon Lahazik. The Tzara Shava of all the Arba of Nezikin is they're all Darkai Lahazik. Farkti Gemara, Bichi Shoyer, Darkai Lahazik. What's the Kasha? Which Mazik are we talking about? Bichi Shoyer, Darkai Lahazik. Which one of Shar? Karen. So let's see. The Chishar Dark El Hazik? Is Karen Dark El Hazik? The Mu'id. Good parents, no? Mu'id is Dark El Hazik. Fact the Gemara. What? Because Shar is Kol Mili Dishar, according to Rav. So Shar is Kol Mili Dishar. So it includes everything. Fact the Gemara. So Fact the Gemara, the Mu'id. Mu'id is Dark El Hazik. Fact the Gemara. Umuid Darke Lahazik? What's the kasha? Is Muid Darke Lahazik? Yes.
What's the kasha? It's possible that it's going to be lighter, but Darke means it's going to for sure happen.
Darke means for sure. Bar is for sure. Every bar is going to have its own.
It's more than Darke Lahazik. A very big percentage.
Adam is Darkei Lahazik, and Ashar Mu'id is also Darkei Lahazik, no? What? A bit more later. So Shane and Rego is Darkei Lahazik, and Karen Mu'id is Darkei Lahazik. Mu'id, Darkei Lahazik. Could do tshuva. Then what's the Gemara's teretz? Well, everything you're going to tell me, you can be wrong, because the Gemara answers, Kivin Diyah Yerofehu. Yeah, Mu'id is Darkei. A very funny kasha text. So kasha was Mu'id is Darkai. There it says Mu'id is Darkai. Yeah. So what's one mustaver? Don't we always understand Mu'id is Darkai? We learn Mishnah is Bava Kama, and you learn this Tam and this Mu'id. But don't you understand that Tam is not Darkai? Mu'id is Darkai.
Darkai is Urchei. Darkai is Urchei. Even though it's Shari Mu'id is. It's not dark or lahazik, but if it happens, it's not a surprise.
The Mishnah said, "Atah shav shabesh a dark or lahazik."
Yeah,
Well, we have to answer, it is Dark El Hazar. The Mishnah says Dark El Hazar. What's the Shaka Vatari here? The Chimuid Dark El Hazar? And the Havamina was, the Mu'ud is just exerts a cost if you pay. And the Teretz is, no. The reason the Mu'ud pays is because it's the Derech. And the Havamina, we didn't know it's the Derech. It's a little funny, I don't know. Huh? I don't know, the Nachlas David, there's only one Nachlas David in Avdal, and he has a piece on this. He says, he tries to explain the Shakla Vitaria. I don't understand exactly what he's saying. He says something to the effect that it's a little darker, like you're saying, that what's his Lashon? Shvarim lav b'cheska shimur kaimi. Animals are not b'cheska shimur. But it doesn't say that Becheskes lav shimur. So it's somewhere in between. It's a little shomer and a little not shomer. Nachlas David, I'm not sure. Let me say, I don't know what he answers. He says it's Eretz, but I'm not sure. Reb Ruvein in Simon Beis has a nice pshat the Gemara. They just have to be magdim. Let me be magnified by way of a question. Okay, what's the difference between Regel and Karen? What's the characteristic difference between Regel and Karen? Difference is Mishonah. That's the way we understand. Karen is Mishonah, and Regel is Darkai. When an animal becomes a Mu'ud, let's say you have an animal, it gores three times. So the Gemara says, Kivin di Yayit Orchehu. Once it's a yayit, it's orche. Does it become regel? Kivin di yayit orchehu. It's normal.
It's not mishana for the behemoth, but it's mishana for our regular
for a regular animal.
It's a mishana.
So what is the criteria of regel? The difference between mishana and not mishana is this animal's mishana? Or if the teva hamin of the animal is mishuna. How do you define keren being different? It depends on this animal, or it depends on the nature of the min of the animal. Which one is what defines mishuna? What?
The nature of the min.
The nature of the min. Do you have a raya to that? What's the raya?
So
every mu'ud.
Now it's working with the same. If one behemoth does three times, it doesn't make that every behemoth is all the time mu'ud.
No, but this animal.
Each behemoth has three times.
And then it becomes a mu'ud.
The nature of this min is not to do it. The nature of this min is not to do it, but this behemoth now does it.
You're saying since it answers this kasha, that's a raya, that it's so.
Now it becomes wrong with this behemoth.
That it's so.
Only.
There are different animals that have different characteristics of Karen. For a snake, the life was normal.
A nachash. A nachash chayev nezek shalim. But if machlekes rishayim, if that's Tosfos said it's regel. I think the Rambam holds that it's Karen. It's Karen mu'ud. So at least from Tosfos will be a raya that you go busting him in. So chayra we could say such a chiluk that regel is something that's the derech of the min of this animal, betivai to be mazik, that makes it regel. And if it's something that's not the nature of the min, but just this one animal became a mazik, then that's keren mu'ud. I'm asking? I think Reb Ruvein holds that this is emes. That the definition of regel is something with a min, it's the nature of the min. And the definition of Karen Mu'ed is something that's not the nature of the min, it's just the nature of this animal.
The Gemara says also in the next case, but since he's
Oh, hold on. Okay, we'll come to Adam. We'll come to Adam. But don't look so sure of yourself, because I'm not sure that everyone agrees with this. One second. But Reb Ruvein says a very geshmak pshat in the Gemara. He learns into the Gemara that he shor darke lahazik mumud. Mu'id darke lahazik? Is mu'id, the Gemara in the Kasha was asking, is it the teva of the min to be mazik? Gemara in the Kasha was asking that you need, it should be tivai lahazik, it should be its nature to be mazik. Mu'id darke lahazik? So the Gemara answers, it's enough that this animal is orchehu. Kivi the ayat orchehu. It's enough that this animal's derech is. So the mind the Kasha was asking, muad darkayu, because it's a muad, that means it's the nature of an animal, of this type of animal to be mazik? Of course not. And with the Gemara, we don't care if it's the nature of the min. To be keren, all you need is that it's the nature of this animal, and therefore that's good enough.
What?
Because darkei lahazik normally means that it's the teva of the min to be mazik. So what the Gemara would have thought, I don't know, but that's the derech of the Gemara and the Kasha. The Gemara and the Kasha say, yes, the Kasha. Nothing else, you could prove the teretz. But so Gemara says, is this darkei? It's not darkei. The teretz is, it's the derech of this individual animal, that's good enough. That's the way Reb Ruvein learns this Gemara. And with this, he comes back. We had last man, Reb Ruvein declared if a wild dog that has rabies, that's a rabid dog, is that keren or is that regel? A wild dog, it's darkly to bite. Is that like an ari or a nachash, that it should be regel, a tisis, that's considered normal? Or is that keren muid? So he says, Lefi this, that it's keren muid, it's not the teva hamin, dogs are not typically wild dogs. This dog got sick and it became a kelev chayla, so he says that's keren muid, that's not regel, because it's not the min. He knows that it doesn't become its own min, I suppose, because an animal can be healed, it's not a new min. It's an animal that's sick, and it'll be healed from its sickness. So every muid is that way. Why does every animal get wild? It got wild for some reason. So this, in this case, we know it got wild because of a certain germ. And every other animal, we don't know why it got wild. That's Reb Ruvein Shtickle Torah. Now, I admit to you that it sounds like a Dover HaMastaver, that they're very nice and neat. We always like when things are neat. It's neat. Regel is the nature of the min. And Keren is when it's the nature of this individual animal. Just as a shach, Shulchan Aruch, which I think contradicts Reb Ruvein's rule. Reb Ruvein doesn't bring this. Reb Ruvein says this, if you want to look at such a beautiful one small paragraph in Siman Beis, he explains this Gemara, that fits in very nicely. There's a shach, you have to follow the shach, follow, when I explain the shach, I think the shach is a stira. I'd like it shouldn't be a stira, because Reb Ruvein is definitely more mistaver, but it seems to me there's a shach that's a stira. The shach goes back to a case that we discussed. So let me speak out the shach and we'll plug it back in here. The shach is going on the Gemara, I think it was Daf, was it your test. The Gemara is a shayla kishkesha biznava. If an animal is walking down the street, and kishkesha biznava kishkesha seira, it swung its tail wildly in its mazik. So the Gemara has an ibaya, is that regel, which is pati b'shus rabbi, or is it keren? Is it normal for animals to swing their tails wildly in a b'shus rabbi? So the Gemara says teiku. Gemara is not pashat ibaya. So what's the din if you're not pashat ibaya? So the din is hamasi b'chaver el v'raya. We're not sure if it's Karen or if it's Regel. Which is more chomer, Karen or Regel? Huh? You'll understand that. Which is more chomer, Karen or Regel? you will understand that it depends where it's mazik. Right? If it's mazik b'shus harabim, regal is pater, and keren is chayim. So it's worse to be keren. If it's mazik b'shus hayachid, b'shus hanizik, so then it's the reverse. Keren pays chatzi nezik, regal pays nezik shalom. So this ibaya, it depends where it is, where it's a chumra, where it's a kula. And in each case, we say, I might see mechadeire all over Rai. The Shach talked about the case, which the case itself I think I mentioned to you. Let's say you have a person has an animal, and it's walking down the street, and it's kishkishub is nava, it swings its tail, and it's mazik. And let's say it's Reuven's animal, and Shimon is the nizik. Shimon is the nizik. So Shimon has his, whatever he has his glasses or pots for sale in the street, and this animal walks down, and it swings its tail wildly, and it's mazik. So Shimon takes Reuven to Bezdin. So what does Reuven say? I want to be potter because I hold kishkishub is nava is regel, and therefore I'm off the hook. So what does it say? Okay, you're right. Kishkishub is nava is regel. You're off the hook. You don't have to pay. The next day, the same animal, the same mazik, the same nizik. This, I guess, Reuven took his pots off out of the street. He put it into his own rishos. The animal comes into his rishos, and it's kishkishub is nava, the rishos hanizik, and it breaks vayta Shimon's kelim. So Shimon schleps Reuven to Bezdin. So what does Reuven tell him? Now Reuven tells him, it's keren. I only want to pay chatzi nezik. I only want to pay half the nezik. So what does Reuven tell him? Reuven tells him, b'manav shach. Which way do you want to have it? Either pay me what the hezek was b'shus harabim, chatzi nezek, and nezek b'shus hayachid chatzi nezek, this is keren. Or else, if it's regel, the pater b'shus harabim, but pay me nezek shalom b'shus hayachid. So the question is, could Reuven say this maman hashach? Could he say maman hashach? Either pay me al regel or pay me al keren. Shimon's saying no. When it's mazik b'shus harabim, I hold it's regel. I don't want to pay anything for b'shus harabim. When it's mazik b'shus hanizik, I hold it's keren. I want to pay chatzi nezik. So what's the svara? Could Reuven say such a thing? Right, so this is a tumul. What do you do? The Torah says you can't say maman hashach. The Sma says you could say maman hashach. This is machlokes. But I want to tell you the shach. Listen to the shach, and you tell me if this shach stims or Rebbe Reuven. The shach says it depends. If it's the same animal, the way I just said it, the same animal that did kishkishub is nava in the Rishus HaRabim and did kishkishub is nava in the Rishus HaNizik, so then you could say Maman Hashach. You could tell the person, Maman Hashach, make up your mind. Either it's Keren and pay me Nezek Shalom today, or else it's, or either it's Regel and pay me Nezek Shalom for Rishus HaNizik, or it's Keren and pay me here for both. You could say, there's the Shach holds Beshita, that you could say Maman Hashach and be Mechayiv somebody. That's the Shach Shita. You could. However, is the Shach, that's only if it's the same animal. What happens if the two different animals both belong to Reuven? One animal was Kishkishub is Nava in the Rishus HaRabim, and one animal was Kishkishub is Nava in the Rishus HaNizik. So what's the Shachtim say now? Reuven could say, yesterday when it was Rishus HaRabim, it was Regel. And today when it's Rishus HaNizik, it's Keren. What logic could he say that if they're different animals? He could say the following of the Shach. He could say, listen, The Gemara is a shayla. Is Kishkas Shabbos Nava normal or not? Obviously, for some animals it's normal, and for some animals it's not normal. So I'll tell you that the animal that was walking down the street yesterday, for that animal, that was Mazik Rishus Rabim, it's normal. It's regular. This animal always swings his tail. For that animal, it's normal. And therefore, I'm Pata yesterday. This animal that was walking into Rishus HaNizik today, this animal, Altaina, it's not normal. This animal doesn't normally do Kishkas Shabbos Nava. For this animal, it's not normal. For this animal, it's Karen. And the Mela, for this animal, I'm only going to pay Chatzi Nezik. So Zok Tishach, I can taina, if it's the same animal, I can't have a taina. You make up your mind. Either it's normal or it's not normal. But if it's two different animals, Zok Tishach, he doesn't mean two animals, a goat and a sheep. He says two different sheep, both are sheep, or both are cows, or both are goats. That the animal that was walking in the street yesterday is an animal that's always Kishkas Shabbos Nava, for him it's regel. And this animal that was Mazik Terusha Sanizik, it doesn't normally do Kishkas Shabbos Nava, for him it's Karen. So to Shach, you could say such a taina, and then you get the best of both deals. Rishus HaRabim Yipater, and Rishus HaNizik Yipechatzi Nezik. As they state in Shach. What? He says that Chad Urche, the Chad Lav Urche. That's his love, I think. It's Reish Tzadik, Shach out. So Zok Tishach that you could say such a time. That's the Shach. I like the Shach. I don't like the Shach. It's a big machlokes. As I state in Shach. To me, when I was thinking about the Shach, I realize, I think, that this Shach doesn't stem with Reb Reuven. This Shach, let me finish, I see you jumping out of your seat. I think it's Pasha, the Shach doesn't stem with Reb Reuven. What was Reb Reuven's rule? How come? Reb Reuven said, if you want to decide if something is Keren or Regel, you go by the Teva Hamin. You don't go by the individual animal. You don't look at this Mu'id and say it's Regel. You go by Teva Hamin. You go by the nature of the type of animal. So therefore, you have to decide, is this Min, is it normal? In Cain, Kishkas Shabbos Nava, you can't tell me, the Gemara is a Shabbos, Kishkas Shabbos Nava, is it the Teva Hamin to swing its tail widely? Or is it not Teva Hamin to swing its tail widely? Take it. So I don't know. But the answer is either yes, it is Teva Hamin, in which case it's Regel, or it's not the Teva Hamin, in which case it's Karen. How can the Shach come along and say, well, I have two cows. For this cow, it's Regel. For this cow, it's Karen. But according to Reb Reuven, you can't do that. You have to judge, is it the nature of the min to be Kishkas Shabbos Nava? It's a taker. We don't know. But it's one or the other. Either it is the nature of the min, in which case it's Regel. Or it's not the nature of the min, in which case it's Karen. You can't come to me and tell me, for this cow it's Karen, and this cow it's Regel. We're saying that it doesn't work that way. It works by Teva Amin. Why did Chazal go out and check? So I assume Chazal went out and checked, and they found a certain percentage, and it's a gray area if that percentage is okay or not. No, I'm talking about a min. I'm talking now.
Each cow has the same min. Some cows have a
So is that Karen or was that Rego?
So this behemoth is if this behemoth does do it.
He said, that's the Shach's claim. Each behemoth could be different, though. But how do you define Regel? The Shach is definitely saying that. Is that enough of a reason to make something, in other words, if I'm tining on the first animal, it's Regel. That means I'm tining, this is Teva Hamin. So now with the second animal, I'm saying this animal doesn't do it. Who cares if this animal doesn't do it? It's tevamin to do it. What do you mean there's no such thing? They went out of check. Let's say they found, I don't know the numbers.
50, 50, 49, 51, whatever it is, percentage. That means that this is tevamin for both.
And therefore?
So therefore it could be either. This cow can have tevamin yes, and this cow can have a tevamin no.
What you're saying is that there's no taker. You're saying Gemara's maskana is that this falls into a category where you look at each animal. But that's not true. Why won't you know? Because I went out and looked and they found 50%. So there's 50% is this and this. See, we have to figure out each animal. If we don't know, we'll buy the suffix.
Alright,
you're giving in. You're saying it's not. It won't be a tiyufta, but you certainly have to be masking that Reb Reuven's rule that to be regel it has to be the teva hamin is not a solid rule, because you could have a case where it's not clearly teva hamin and it might be regel, where it depends on each animal. The whole Reb Reuven is saying it doesn't depend on each animal. The Shach is saying that it does depend on each animal. So you're trying to do is to redefine, to say that Teva HaMin is where the whole Min has one Teva. Where the Min has two natures, so then we'll change it. Maybe. But that much, you have to be masking that Reb Reuven's rule is not an across-the-board rule, that we define each min once and forever, because the Shach is saying that you could have a case where within one min you could have sometimes regal and sometimes Karen.
Yeah, right. So,
what?
The Karen actually always asks about that the
Teva of the min is not to do it. But the Teva HaMin of animals, I understand, but the Teva HaMin of animals that kick twice, that subgroup, it does have a Teva to kick a third time. Once it kicks twice or three times, it has a teva to kick a fourth time. Right? That group that kicked three times and has a teva to kick a fourth time doesn't become regular. We don't say it's the teva of this small group does have the teva, and now that becomes regular.
Like
we don't say that.
Just like we didn't say by the
well, he's learning Kalachayla from there, right? But by Kishkesh HaBeznava, we are saying it. We say Kishkesh HaBeznava, there is this group of animals that does it, this group of the same men that doesn't. You're splitting up a min. So what you're saying is not Reb Reuven. Reb Reuven is saying that we can publish a manual and tell everyone the animal does A, B, C, D, E is normal, and the animal does F, G, H, I, J, that's not normal. This is regular, this is Karen. That's what Reb Reuven is saying, that we establish criteria and finished. It doesn't depend on each animal. What the Shach is saying is that at least in some cases, maybe you're right, the Shach is only saying it in cases where there's no clarity what it is. But at least in certain cases, the Shach is saying it depends on each individual animal. Which is not, at least, Reb Reuven's rule is not an across-the-board rule. As much as we would like Reb Reuven's rule, that the Ghostbuster Teva HaMin, it's not across-the-board. But what you're saying is that Reb Reuven's rule still sticks. Just those things that are in the middle, those we split by individual animals. It could be, I'm asking. But it still works out that it seems that Reuven's rule is not an iron favor. Okay, the Gemara now turns to Adam. Adam, Darka Lahazik? Is it normal for people to be Mazik? So the Gemara says, Yashon, by old people. Old people, it's a derech to be Mazik. Chat in the Gemara. No? What's wrong? You want to say the fish? What's touch for Yasha? Huh? Okay, so you remember that the word is Yashen? Huh? Okay, Yashan is old. Right? Chadash and Yashan. They both have the same Nakudas. Right? Chadash has two commas, everyone remembers it. So Yashan has two commas and he's old. Okay, so Gemara says be Yashen, sleeping people. Zakti Kamara, interesting. Yashen Darkei LaHazik, keeping the kaya for pashit urcheru. Since people toss and turn when they sleep, It's normal. Now, you and I go to sleep every night and we will never matzik anything. But that's because when we go to sleep, we make sure we're in a place that it's not likely to be matzik. But you know that if you're going to lie down to go to sleep and put something breakable right next to you, that orche. So orche doesn't have to mean it happens all the time. It just means that it's a normal day. It's within the normal behavior that you would be mazik something if you're a yashin. And here, we're going to have to come to an understanding of Adam HaMazik. A major Tosfos here, Kivin DeKayif. Now we had the idea of Yashin earlier. The Gemara says Yashin is a Telda. But the Kesugya is here, and in the beginning of Hamimiyas. The question of when Adam HaMazik is Chayiv, and when Adam HaMazik is Pater. And everybody knows, everyone heard of the rule Adam Mu'ud La'ilam. Everyone heard the klal that a human being is chayiv no matter what he does, and is chayiv nezek shalom no matter what he does. And what we're going to do tomorrow is spend the entire shiur showing you that it's not true. Something that we mentioned on Gimel Amud Beis, and it's gebayt on this Tosfos, on the Yerushalmi in Tosfos, which the Ramah paskens like, that there are certain cases of Adam that he's pater. That Adam, that's Mazik, is Pater. The case of the Yerushalmi is easy. The explanation, though, is not so simple. The case of the Yerushalmi is, Yerushalmi says, if you go to sleep, you lie down, and next to you is something that could break easily, and you lie down next to it, and you go to sleep, and in your sleep you turn over, or you stretch your arm and you break it. So Yechayiv, that's Agamar. Zabtaisis, Hani Mili. Zabtaisis trained Yerushalmi, Hani Mili. When you lie down, you are next to it. Let's say a person goes to sleep. And after he goes to sleep, someone puts something next to him. And then he's mazik it. Then he's Pater. We don't say Adam would lie. Is that pashut? Is it pashut to you? If a person goes to sleep, and then someone puts something next to him, and then he turns over and he breaks it, he's pater. Is that pashut? I think most people would say it's pashut. What? What is a person when he's sleeping? So I mentioned to you, because it was last man, the old question of whether a person is sleeping has it in shaita or not, which I don't want to get sidetracked into again. I want to just be done on why. What's the reason? I think anybody agrees, even though you know other mud lailam, if you lie down and someone puts something next to you afterwards, why should you be chai? You're pater. Why are you pater? What's the explanation? Say it in words. Why is it pater? Because you're an oinus? Is that the reason? It's the reason because you're an oinus. And now we'll have a new rule that Adam is sometimes pater on oinus. Is that true?
It's such a chai if you've always been next to it.
So again, the saying is, because I'm only chayiv because I went to sleep next to it. But if I didn't go to sleep next to it, then I wouldn't be chayiv. What?
If you don't go to sleep next to it, then it's more conscious, but it's more different than anything that the machine breaks. You weren't conscious when
you say saying a similar idea. That's not my fault. It's not my fault. So the fault is it's not an
inus. It's not that you were really tired, but you're an inus because when you were it's not even
a hezek. It's a hezek. I struck out my hand and I busted.
It's not a hezek on
why? A human being struck out his hand and punched it through and broke it.
I'm the gravity, of course, this airspace is going to get smashed.
Oh, so you're saying a different explanation than what others would say. Do you understand? There are two different explanations. One explanation is, it's not my fault. The other explanation is, I broke it. He broke it. He put it in a place where where a sleeping person turns over. So the reason is because he broke it. Why would you say, let's say I would have a case, I go to sleep, and then the object comes next to me, not because the person did it. Let's say I'm sleeping, and there's an earthquake. I sleep right through it. And something rolls, because of the earthquake, something rolls next to me, and now I turn over and break it. Then I am tired. But you? Huh? Over there, well, if the time is I'm an oinus, I'm just as much an oinus. If the time is heim garmulai, that someone else did it, no one else did it.
Earthquake
did it.
But it's definitely not
this. Rosh Hashanah is a Torah of oinus. I think if you're medayik in the lashon of Tosfos brings this Yerushalmi, I think four or five places in the Masechta. I don't know all the places. He brings Yerushalmi here, and he brings Yerushalmi in the beginning of Perek HaMeniach HaSakad, Daf Chav Zayin on the base. And Datsas Mir, I think the Stipler says this, that the two Tosfos argue in the explanation of the reason for the Ptur. The two Tosfos are in disagreement over the explanation of why you're Potter. Why you're Potter, what the Geder is. You know, they have all these shaylos that you hear about every once in a while. I'm sure you all heard the old story, which may or may not have ever happened, about somebody who stayed in someone else's house for the summer and the refrigerator broke. So they took all the meat from the freezer, it all spoiled. So they threw it all in the garbage. And they bought him a new freezer and they restocked it. When the people came back, they said, oh, we kept cash in the freezer. They threw out. Well, you heard the story. Never heard it. So maybe it really happened. There's one summer that was going around everywhere. This Shiloh. Somebody stayed at someone else's house for the summer and their refrigerator broke. They came back after Shabbos and everything smelled. They threw everything out. And it turned out that there was cash. There was, whatever, $10,000 worth of cash. Well, make it sound better. You could make more. That they were hiding in the freezer. And they had thrown it out. And now that they threw it out, do they have to pay? So what do you say? Someone says, Adibu Adwailam, you have to pay. Oh, this time, he's an anus. He's an anus. Now here, you can't say, Heim Garmulai. It's like they put something down next to a sleeping person. When you put something down next to a sleeping person, you're doing it. When you put money in the freezer, you're not doing it. It's like an earthquake, right? The freezer broke. And the person threw it out. He's an oinus because he behaved perfectly normally.
But nobody asked him.
Yeah, what he did was perfectly normal. He was given permission to live in a house. And you live in a house. And the stuff in the freezer spoils, you throw it out. No. So there's a tremendous nafgamina. What? So the thing is, you have to chap clearly. Tosfos in Hameniach says that there are two levels of onus. There's onus ke'en aveda and onus ke'en geneva. There's one type of onus of losing things, which is a shvacha onus. You're not supposed to lose things. And there's an onus ke'en geneva, which, you know, it's more of an onus. It's not shvacha that things should get stolen, but if someone steals, you don't have much kayach. When Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi in the next parak in Chav Zayin Amid Beis, it's Tosfos Dibur HaMaskel B'Shmuel Amar. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi Poter Oisei Sheyoshei Nishan in his Eplusheni Abo Esplei Leiv Nishan. And Tosfos says the reason is that Oynes Gomor Loi Rabbi Rachman. Oynes Gomor is different. That's Tosfos Lashon there. That Oynes Kangeneva is different. Oynes Gomor. Tosfos here says a different explanation. Look in the Tosfos. Yerushalmi Yesh the Yashen Loi Mechayiv Elik Shish Devetzlei Etzel Kain. Avalim Yashen Veviu Kalem Etzlei Vishavram Pata. Why? Dehaim Garmulai. Dehaim Garmulai. Tosfos says a different explanation. It says because it's their fault. Dehaim Garmulai. Sounds like a machlokes the two Tosfos. There's a stipler on this, I believe, the first stipler on Ameniach. It's Simin Chav Gimel in the old prints, I don't know, the new prints. It talks about the Machlaikas, the two Shittas. Tomorrow, we're going to spend the entire day on Adam HaMazik, to know the Klalim. There's a Maritz Chiyas in the back, which you should harv on, make sure you understand the Maritz Chiyas. Talks about La Halacha, Yoshe being Potter, he has a Kasha from a Rambam, and make sure you understand his Teretz. If you'll have the Maritz Chiyas is similar to something we spoke out somewhere in Bava Metzia, in Mishlom Melech, that he alludes to. So you should spend time, make sure you understand the Maritz Chiyas, over there, his Kasha and his Teretz, and then try to make sure you understand the Machlaikis, the two Taisisim, because basically that's tomorrow's shift.